now Santos will try a 51-yard field goal, which would be his seventh field goal of the game and a Chief record. Holquitt looks for the go sign. Placement is down. The kick by Santos is up. Has he got this thing lined up? And is it long enough? It is good. Seven field goals by Cairo Santos.
Cairo, as a rookie last year, you broke Pro Football Hall of Famer Jan Stenerud's record for rookie points in a season, 113. Now, this year, you got a nice little streak going. Eight consecutive field goals last week. A perfect 7 for 7. What was it like to get all those field goals and to be so consistent in that game?
It was awesome. You know, every game we spent a long time warming up, just preparing for the wind and just kind of figuring out our game plan. You know, I like to visualize my kicks before they go in. So I spent a lot of time kicking both sides, and then we happened to get most of those 7 kicks into the wind. So I actually hit the ball the way I visualized it, the way I talked to Dustin before the kick. So it was just great to go out there and just know that you hit the ball well and you did your job to help the team. So it's very satisfying.
Seems like whether it was your routine in college or your routine here in the NFL, that you're still pretty good at hitting consecutive field goals. You got 8 straight right now. Thinking back to college, you hit 25 straight. You're flirting with an NCAA record. What has Dustin Colquitt and those guys helped you with as far as establishing that routine and making sure that you go out there every time, that it's the same routine and that you're consistent and you hit those field goals?
Yeah, so it's like you said, it's all about routine. You know, I remember back in college when I was hitting that streak my junior year, I didn't miss one field goal. I just felt like I was in such a good rhythm, and that goes into like the way I run in the field and visualize the kick and all that. We felt that, you know, my one miss this year was a 51 first week. I fell out of rhythm. I felt like I ran in the field kind of too late and just didn't set up quite the way that I wanted. So we worked on that. We worked on just being even more ready for that moment. And that's one of the things I love most about Dust, you know, the leadership that he brings, being that mentor with me. You know, he kind of sees the same thing that I do, but in an even more experienced perspective because he's been here for so long. So he helps me out a ton.
Go, guys. Hey, it's going to be a street fight. One play at a time now.
We kick the ass. Off.
One play
Let's
at a time. Refuse to be blocked. A lot of vision. Let's go. Get in front. Hit squad. 1, 2, 3. Hit squad. Let's go.
When you mentioned Coach Tobe, he's widely known as one of the best special team coaches in the NFL. You get to work with him every day. Just what's it like playing for him, and how does he help you individually?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's never going to let me get too happy with myself, but never too low either. So when I've gone through struggle, he's done everything to help me out, to always look for the next kick. And even, you know, when I've gone through successes last year and now, you know, we're feeling good, he always reminds me, hey, it's the next kick. It's all about the next kick. So I love that about him. He's an extremely honest and fair coach. He can be very, you know, joking with you and just making you feel comfortable, but also demands a high quality work and practice and games. So I'm always working to, you know, to please him, please Coach Reed. So I never want to take that for granted. I never want to think that I'm good enough and I don't need to keep getting better, because they're always going to remind me that there's always something to improve on. So it's great to work with someone like that.
Anyone who knows your stories know how amazing it is that having been playing football all that long, came to the United States as a teenager. Do you ever step back and think, man, this is pretty special how far I've come. This is pretty cool.
Sometimes, you know, and then I catch myself, you know, just smiling and just being so happy. But then I'm always like looking for another challenge. You know, I'm always like wanting to take my game to another level. I don't look back and think that that's enough. You know, I always want to keep getting to the highest I can get. But it's just great to, you know, I've had such a great amount of support coming from Brazil and here in the U.S. with my family there and family here, that they always help me stay grounded, and they always have that support for me. So it's something that definitely makes me happy.